The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
ഗ്ലോബലി ലോക്കൽ എഫ് എമ്മിലേക്ക് എല്ലാവർക്കും സ്വാഗതം. ഇന്നത്തെ എപ്പിസോഡ് കൊച്ചിയിൽ നടക്കും. ഹലോ എവ്രി വൺ, വെൽക്കം ടു ഗ്ലോബലി ലോക്കൽ എഫ് എം. ടുഡേസ് എപ്പിസോഡ് ഇസ് ഇൻ കൊച്ചി. Welcome.
I was going to say cricket for the intro, so that's my part. Thank you for the welcome, Sid.
You're welcome.
Actually, thanks for being here again, I should say as well.
Yeah, I'm the diversity hire.
And I'm here to have some fun.
Oh, he's ready. He's ready.
Oh, that burp is going to be heavenly.
So today we have the thrilling conclusion of the four-part Hinge arc, Sid, that you might not be aware of yet. Rudy has promised us today to scroll through Hinge together as part of this intro to see how much slop there is and how everyone sucks. So we're going to have a look together.
Well, they are sucking.
Okay. We're going to have to...
Well, okay, you see, first of all, we have Killian, who seems to be a wig.
Where is even the person in this picture?
I don't know. Something in German. And that's Killian.
Okay. So what are we thinking here? So we've got a person.
Skipped.
They look...
Oh.
Okay. Because we kind of have to describe a bit for the people listening as well.
We can do that for the next one. Let it load. Okay. We have Harry. My simple pleasures, Caribbean sun, sand, and a cocktail.
Okay.
And then I'll try to find, because this is a picture with friends.
What are we thinking so far, right? From that description, Sid, would you say...
Describe.
He looks like a guy. He's got a little bit of a mullet going. He's got a green cap. Looks like just like a regular guy. He... Seems to be like the style that he's dressed in is very trendy, I would say.
He looks like he could be Australian.
I would agree with that, but I wasn't going to say it because I thought that was too niche. But yes, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, like,
don't hate me if I am too distracted is another quote from him.
Okay. So this guy seems very normal at this stage. So yes. What are you thinking, Rudy?
I'm thinking that this guy might be a nice guy, but he doesn't seem to be my type. And I'm saying it in a very nice way, in very nice terms. You're not going to call me out on this shit.
Look, if he's not your type, then why did you even offer him up? Because I thought,
the Hinge just gives this to me. I don't find them. I just have to skip them and not.
The idea, so why don't you find someone that is your type, and then we'll say why they suck.
Okay, that's not how Hinge works. I have to go through all of them then.
Okay, Rudy, you just take your time. We've got time. Sid, have you used dating apps before?
Okay, look at this guy.
I've been.
Okay.
Dumb.
And just to preface this, this guy is your type.
This guy, I can't see his face. It's just abs. Anyways, you should not go out with me if you wouldn't do a Harry Potter marathon with me.
Okay, so that looks like...
One of my best friends is Henry, so I can't have this guy over. Because Henry... hates Harry Potter, so we have to skip him.
That's right, Rudy. Shit. Something tells me that you're, if you would get Bram as your boyfriend, that he would not be meeting me for a while, so... you have time to
this
build up...
This is straight up... Okay, that's a fake profile. This is literally ChatGPT or whatever. Sometimes you get those and I'm like, how do they get on here?
Sid, what do you think of dating apps? We're just going to fill the time while Rudy's looking for someone.
I mean, I've never used them, never had the need to, I guess. I've been dating the same person for almost 6 years now. I get them, but also it's kind of like a little way to start something, but I wouldn't use it as the main way to find someone.
Right, so you would say that it's not really a feasible angle. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's not feasible. I think it's just a thing where it is one of the avenues, but it's not the main one.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
Ruben.
Okay, here we go. This guy's your type. Can we just say that?
I kind of fuck with the vibe. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So
I bet you can't beat me at Mario Kart. Probably true. He's 22. Pictures are these.
This guy has a cool vibe.
I won't shut up about anything I'm interested in at the moment. Dating me is like, I will write a song about you, because apparently he's a singer.
Oh, cute.
There you go. He's got like the broccoli cut.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think for this guy, I actually will send a message.
It's crazy how as soon as we're looking at this together, suddenly Rudy has
somebody
likes. Genuinely,
this is once in a thing. Like, I don't know how this happened. Like, this is by far, finally a guy who I was like, you know what? This is not bad.
I'm just going to take credit for this, like straight up. This was
all
me.
You can. You know what? Sure. Go ahead.
I am. I will.
Then there's... Mike looks like he's shitting right now.
All right. Mike does look like
the
picture he's got.
I'm going to have to skip on Mike.
It does straight up look like he's on the toilet. So.
Yeah. Like the most aesthetic angle and lighting for a toilet, but...
Very, very scenic lighting for a toilet. Yeah. But
Tanet
a toilet nonetheless.
Is a dog.
Oh shit.
All right, people, if you're on a dating app, don't put a dog as your first picture.
It's like, I'm telling you, man. Tim looks like he's a sweetie. Not my type per se, but Tim looks like he deserves it all.
Tim looks.
Yeah, I would agree.
And I will not give Tim whatever he wants.
Oh.
See, here's the thing, right? In my eyes, the first thing that you have to look for is someone that is your type. And then after that, you take it from there, right? There's no point in judging someone that's not your type because they didn't have a chance to begin with.
I literally said that I can't give him what he wants.
Yes, Rudy. I'm just saying you're like, if you include everyone that's not your type in like the general pool,
Noah,
these guys are impossible.
Noah is into some kinky shit.
Noah is... doing some serial killer stuff there. I don't know.
Noah's cosplaying 300. What the fuck is that mask?
I'll be honest, I will judge this. Noah, you can see the sun shining in all the places. Shouldn't Noah bleaches only his eyebrows?
Oh.
That is a very weird look.
That is a very weird look. Yeah.
I like bleached hair, but just bleached eyebrows? All right.
League of Legends is what you play. Okay, I'm skipping this. Goodbye.
See, Rudy, he's just a little bit of a difficult lad. See, just as a closure to this segment, what do you think it is that Rudy has trouble on dating apps?
Or that someone like Rudy
has trouble with dating apps? Taking it seriously, for example.
I mean, the thing is, dating apps, it's very, like, algorithmically driven. So just like, oh yeah, this person is probably someone you like in your area, but it doesn't have any guarantee and it doesn't take into account type or anything.
I agree, but don't you think you should at least like put some heart into it if you're genuinely looking instead of saying, oh, you know, blah blah blah, swipe,
okay,
swipe,
Henry,
swipe.
I'm gonna stop this 4-episode segment by saying this. You're a good friend of mine. I value your opinion. It can be trash, but in this case it won't be. And me, I'm being self-aware and I'm showing my vulnerabilities to you. You're shitting on them. I will say, I'll take your advice and we'll give them more chances.
Okay. I'm happy with that conclusion.
Maybe it's because I'm drinking Coke right now and I'm in a very good mood.
All right. Rudy, I'm happy with that. If you ever find someone on a dating app, let me know. Just because I would be happy to take credit is all. Okay. Well, today, people, we are in Kochi. I've got some facts. It's a major city in the Kerala region in southwest India.
Ooh.
They speak Malayalam, if that's correct.
Malayalam.
Malayalam?
Yeah.
Okay, Malayalam. Let's speak Malayalam. They speak Malayalam. All right. Sid, do you have anything you want to add onto these two major facts?
There's a little fun fact about the word Malayalam. So the two L's in the Malayalam are pronounced differently.
Oh yeah?
So it's not Malayalam, but it's Malayalam. It sounds very similar because they're still L sounds, but They're pronounced differently.
Me and Henry looked at you and were like, excuse me?
It's pronounced differently. That's one thing. Also, heads up to the listeners, I am from Kerala, so that's why I'm the diversity hire today. Yeah.
Always have been. What do you mean today?
Well, especially why I'm out today. Instead
actually,
of the other
one who's not a diversity hire is Henry.
Oh.
Why?
Because you are as milk toast as they come.
Wow.
Wouldn't that still be... Okay, Rudy.
You can bleep that out, Sid, please.
I will.
Yes,
I don't
please.
Think you can say words like that.
Even if you think I'm a milk toast man, which I think is a good thing to put on my resume going forward, wouldn't you say that's still diverse from what you guys bring? Wouldn't I also be a diversity hire in that sense?
This
or am
most,
I just going to have to take
I know this
that
is ironic,
on
but
one?
If unironically, this is the most white man take I've ever heard. Just because I'm a bit different compared to you means I'm also a diversity hire, right?
Look, I'm
and
just saying we're...
going forward, I'm also a minority.
I'm just saying we're all diverse, you know? Really?
We are. And as far as milk toast go, you're my favorite.
Aww.
All right, thank you. All right, then let's get into the
I don't like soggy
news.
Bread, though.
Yes.
Cheers to that.
I agree. What are your thoughts on toasting a piece of bread, cutting it open, and putting cheese in there versus toasting two pieces of bread and putting cheese in the middle?
What?
What do you mean toast one piece of bread, cutting it in half?
How big is the piece of bread to put cheese in it like that?
You mean like
not big? It's a bit difficult. But
do you know somebody who does that?
I've done it, and I'm just wondering,
oh.
Am I crazy for that?
Yes, you all. Are. I'm making a podcast with this. What?
So you took a slice of bread, cut it in half like that, and then put cheese in the middle?
Yes, but I toasted it first. So once it's toasted, I like cut a pocket into it, and then I stuff cheese in there.
This is why,
are
just
you
like the British ones did, we sent you to Australia.
Are you talking about sliced
like
bread or
ago.
Other kinds of bread?
Yeah, I'm talking about sliced bread. Like the bread was sliced. You have like a regular slice. You put it in the toaster. Then once it's toasted, you like cut a pocket into it, for lack of a better term, and you put cheese in there. And I'm just thinking if that has any merit. Because I did it a few years back. I thought it was a good idea, but I haven't really done it since.
Yeah, the most I've done is like taken one slice of bread and like toasted it and then folded that in half. Is that what you're referring to or something different?
No, I'm just meaning like literally like slices.
Whatever
you're
thinking about him literally cutting a slice of bread open,
yes.
That's what it is.
I'm in distress.
I think you're trying to find I feel like you're trying to find salvation for him. No, he did exactly what you thought he did.
Yeah, I don't know what to say really. I don't know why this even came up, but just let me, if anyone has any thoughts on this, let me know.
I think a lot of people have a lot of thoughts that you won't like about this.
You can send your thoughts to 000rudis000 on Instagram. Send every word individually as a message.
My article for the day is coconut hunting gone wrong. So, a man hunting for wild coconuts falls unconscious on his coconut tree climbing machine. Have you guys seen these before? Because I actually hadn't until today.
Yes, I almost put that article in as well until I found out what actually happened to the man later on.
Did he perish?
He broke his coconut.
If you didn't read, yes, he died, Henry.
Okay, well, sorry, it didn't say that in my article. Literally, the last line I have written down here is not clear what happened to the guy. So, okay,
yes,
man hunting for
yes.
wild coconut dies, I guess. I'm sorry, people, I didn't mean
yes,
for it to take
yes,
such a dark turn.
He was on the
turn.
Coconut machine, he fell unconscious, got like stuck on the machine or something, and died before they saved him.
Oh.
Okay. Look, it just said they took him to a hospital for me. I didn't realize he died anyway.
It might be a different article. Maybe
this
guy is.
Point.
Maybe this guy lived. Maybe this guy lived. I maybe different article.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll say it's a different article.
I'm not going to count on it because that's pretty unlikely.
There are a lot
anyway,
of coconut climbers in Kerala. Like it.
Right.
It's very likely.
Does it say how long the operation took, Rudy, for the article that you read?
No, because I didn't put it in, so I don't know.
All right, let's claim false, like, ignorance here and say this is not the same guy. Okay, so guy falls unconscious. The firefighters, they came to save him, and actually right as they got to him, he woke up and he was like, oh, thanks, lads. I appreciate it. And then they all went to the pub for a beer. Happily ever after. I'm sorry. All right, at least
I love that he's so
choice.
Bad about it. Fucking, I'm sorry.
Guys, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean for it to turn out like this. I just thought the coconut climbing tree machine is pretty fucking rad.
Honestly, yeah, I wish I could have that. I would just climb trees around the Netherlands. Watch me on top of a tree in Scheveningen.
What are you doing? Just looking out? Just having a peek?
Looking out to sea.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't realize there's machines for that. And it makes a lot of sense. And it's like not that crazy. It's just something that drives you up the tree, basically.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
I've also seen someone like climb a tree using like, I think it was like elastic bands tied to their ankles, and then they're just using that force to just climb up. It's wild.
Yeah, that seems pretty intense. I don't know, climbing is... Did you guys have to do like rope climbing in school?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I was so awful at that. I don't think I've ever made it like
more
than I could jump, basically. So would you still be able to do it today, Rudy?
Yes.
All right. Next time I come around, you'll have to teach me how to climb.
Sure.
All right. My news article is Hawk Tua spit on that thing, but have a tag team when receiving head. So this refers to the International Cricket Board having new playing conditions.
That's what
so,
I'm talking about.
Hawk Tua spit on that thing. It refers to the saliva ban on international cricket, which continues, but umpires are no longer required to change the ball automatically if saliva is found on it.
Okay.
Instead, the ball is only changed if its conditions appear too wet or excessively shiny at the umpire's discretion.
Okay, so wait, because I did read about this recently as well. So is the idea of spitting on the ball, is that supposed to be advantageous?
Huh?
All right, Rudy's upset because we're doing a cricket segment. People, don't let him get you down.
Are you still talking about cricket?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
So, spitting on the ball, is that supposed to be advantageous for the bowlers, or like to make it more difficult for the batters, or is like better grip, or what's the idea?
Cricketers. No, but you are not interested, right? So you can go away. We'll talk about spitting on balls.
Wait, I didn't know cricket is about spitting on balls.
Yeah, there is a part
of
it.
Too late, Rudy.
I think it's so that, like, if you have the saliva on the ball.
Wait. You're telling me that I fucking went against everything I believed in and went on a dating app, and all this time the answer was just cricket?
Exactly.
Yeah, they handle big sticks, Rudy.
Join us.
Well, but I feel like I've been misled. I thought people go to sports in cricket, and now I find out it's like a term for the lack of better, is like gay corn.
Well, I mean, they do hold a wooden bat against their crotch and then whack balls with it, so.
Oh, I don't.
What a description.
I'm not really into that kind of play, I'll be honest. Doesn't it hurt?
I guess you have to play to find out, Rudy.
I don't think I want to play. What if they kick me in the balls? Like, you see, like one kick it takes for it to be irreversible.
Hey, you get 6 balls and it's over.
I don't think I understood what cricket is still.
Okay, well, wait. I do genuinely want to know, just while we're at it, who's getting the advantage of spitting on balls? I'm guessing it has to be the bowlers.
This says that if saliva is applied but does not change the ball's condition, it won't be replaced, but the batting team will receive 5 penalty runs.
So it's some type of advantage for the bowlers.
I think it is an advantage for the bowlers because it affects how, when you're throwing it, how the ball interacts with the ground when it bounces.
Oh, like that. It's to make it like extra texture.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or like maybe the mud or dust like grips to the ball.
Yeah,
or
it sticks like to that. It. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you also, know what? That makes sense. That makes sense.
Having a tag team when receiving head is because teams now have to nominate designated concussion replacements for every match, which was not a thing before. Right. Also, there is now a stop clock for test matches. Where the fielding side is supposed to start an over within 60 seconds of the last one ending.
That's probably a good thing, because I feel like the tracking the overs can... I don't know. Just from the test matches I've watched, it feels like, you know, it kind of feels bad to look at it like you're this many overs behind, so it's probably good to just have measures to keep it up, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy, welcome back.
Yeah, I think it's actually time for us to go to an ad, because I googled cricket porn and I didn't get what I hoped for.
Yeah. No, I don't know what you were hoping for with googling something like that.
Well, you misled me!
We did nothing of the sort.
Welcome to Kochi, the city where rain is just the warm-up act and flood season is the real main event. Forget beaches, backwaters. Here... we've got our very own citywide urban swimming pool, right in the streets. Welcome to the Kochi Flood Festival, your exclusive annual chance to experience traffic jams by submarine. Of course, these were once cars, but now they are completely submerged and trying their best. Locals recommend packing a snorkel and wearing a condom across your entire body to waterproof yourself adequately. Welcome to Kochi, where you can...
Good shit. You'll have to mute my track for this because I think the ad was so loud, even me with headphones was still picked up on the mic.
All right, well, good to know that it's going to be very wet there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll pack my swimming trunks, I guess.
Yeah, dude, monsoon season is crazy in the coastal regions of India.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's something, or even like rainforests, or like in places like Queensland in Australia. I don't know if I would be ready for that.
Mm.
I don't mind a bit of rain, but just bucketing the entire time, that's tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rudy, did you still want to do your news article, or are we happy to move on?
No.
Okay.
All right, everybody, then close your eyes and picture this. You explore the city, visiting the old temples, the scenic harbor, and having some great foods. You pass by the spice market, where you are shocked to find out that there are more spices than just pepper, salt, and paprika. Have they been keeping this from us the whole time? As you wander around, you see something from the corner of your eye, a dark alley. Curious, you head in for a closer look. The sign outside reads, "School of Technology." But you don't see that many people around, only a bunch of closets with strange noises coming out of them. A mysterious man approaches, whom you ask what is really going on here. "Oh, we lock kids inside here," the man says. Appalled, you ask why. "You know, it's a bit torturous, but you would not believe the quality of podcast editing that these kids are able to produce after being locked in a closet for a few months." So if you like turning a blind eye to the reality of audio editing, then maybe Kochi could be a great destination for you.
This is not a sponsored ad. Don't come to us with any lawsuits and stuff. Yeah. We found Sid outside of Kochi.
Yeah, I'm from the other side of Kerala. Like, I'm unaffiliated.
This is just a separate.
But it is a common practice in the region. Okay. Well, I think it's time. Sid, take it away.
For a going local. Yeah, welcome to Kochi, a place where colonial Portuguese churches, hipster cafes, and auto rickshaws blasting old Malayalam film songs held together, all together as a concept with tangled electricity wires. Want to cross the road? Ha! Good luck. You leave your life in the hands of a cheta, an old, older brother in Malayalam, on his scooter on the way to the toddy shop. What is toddy? Toddy is careless tropical moonshine. Made from the fermented sap of coconut palms, it's a cloudy Malayalcoholic drink and best consumed on a roadside shack shady as fuck with fresh seafood and watching reality gently dissolve by noon. Every meal comes with coconut, chili, and at least one story of someone's family in the Gulf of Saudi Arabia, I should clarify. In terms of street food, absolutely decadent. Trust me when I say order a parota with salna.
Thank you.
Sounds
Thank
lovely.
You for helping me, who was like fucking lazy as hell to do this. So Sid stepped in. I'm going to call myself out on this already.
But also, yeah, like, well, finding stuff was difficult, and I've actually been to Kochi, so I could actually contribute.
Yep. The Glober, the Localer. Da 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 da. Okay, local All business, right. Gents.
My recommendation, if I may so crudely cut in.
Yeah, we start with a diversity hire, so Henry, please.
Of course.
All right, thank you. Is to go to the Jawaharlal. I forget. Sorry, I promise I'll look this up.
Jawaharlal
Nehru Stadium. Yes, and hope some cricket gets played soon. And hey, you know, with a bit of luck, maybe the IPL franchise of the Kochi Tuskers will finally get revived after their 14 years of being away.
Right, other diversity hire. For my local business, I recommend Sugar Business Hotel. It has it all. Sugar, business, and a hotel.
The
I hope it's
three.
Sugar mommies and daddies, not slavery up in this bit. But yeah, so Sid...
Yes. My local business is the biryani shop found in Topil in Ernakulam. From what I could find, I think they sell clothes, but I'm not entirely sure.
I knew it. The moment you said biryani shop, I was like, they will sell anything but biryani. All right. For my local radio suggestion, I say Rainbow FM Kochi 107.5. Do I even have to explain my choice? If I have to, then Henry, hey, I like boys.
Happy Pride Month.
Oh, I was wondering if it was like a gay thing. I guess it is. The rainbow? I thought it was like
no,
a rain thing.
It's actually the FM. Fuck men.
Oh, shit.
yeah. That's a good one.
That was good. That caught me off guard.
Globally well, local. Fuck, man.
Oh, it's a good message to put out there, I reckon.
Buy your resources locally.
My radio recommendation is 91.9 Radio Mango. A radio station based in Kochi, and they played some laid-back Indian pop songs while I was listening. Seemed like a good vibe.
All right, mine is AIR, or All India Radio Kochi FM 102.3, also called Akashvani Kochi FM. It's a Malayalam radio broadcasting news, songs, phone-in programs, also weather sometimes. It's also Kerala's first FM radio station. And yeah, its signal covers most districts of central Kerala.
Cool. And then before we end, may I ask you a question, Sid?
Yeah.
Because while looking for radios, I stumbled across the term Kollywood. And knowing Bollywood, of course, I'm wondering, is Kollywood a subsection of Bollywood or no. Are they two separate things?
So every state of India essentially has its own movie industry. unaffiliated, yeah. Generally. Well, I mean, like, sometimes there are actors going through them who just talk in multiple languages and shit. But, yeah, right. Kollywood is from Kerala. Tollywood is from Andhra Pradesh or Telangana. Mollywood was
There's
one of
multiverse.
Them.
Multiverse!
Yeah, yeah, no, legit. Bollywood is from Bombay, and it's in Hindi. So, yeah, basically, each beginning letter change is just a different language entirely from a different state.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. It's the first time I heard of it today. I mean, Bollywood's well known, but interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the thing is, the industry itself is so different in each one of the places. Like, if you look at, you know, Tamil movies, they're really action-packed and they have some fuck-ass gravity shit happening. But Malayalam movies are actually so fucking good. I cannot, like, I have to recommend them. They're just amazing. Yeah.
All right.
Solid. All right, then. Thank you for listening to episode 62 of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tomov. Say it with me now.
Huzzah!
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. Come send me some love on Instagram. You can find Sid.
I feel like the closet is calling me back. I'm being dragged away again.
Okay, you can find Henry.
Watching cricket. Yay! Cricket.
Go give some love to Colossal Pango on twitch.tv. Yeah.
Write cricket in the chat for Colossal Pango.
What chat? Oh, cricket for Colossal Pango. I was like, what do you mean, Spotify?
write cricket in the Spotify episode review as well.
Do it. At least we get something in there. And we will see you next week
in Pristina, in Kosovo.
Oh.
Okay, what we should do for outro, boys? Lovely. Oh, shit!